Governor Paul LePage says he will fire county sheriffs who don't honor federal requests to hold some inmates beyond their scheduled release. In a letter to the state's 16 sheriffs, LePage says the Maine Constitution gives him the right to fire them. But as Fred Bever reports, several sheriffs maintain that holding anyone beyond their scheduled release without a warrant risks violating the U.S. Constitution.
In the letter, the governor tells the sheriffs that his ultimatum is, quote, for the safety and security of the children, citizens, and families of the state of Maine. Julie Rabinowitz is the governor's spokeswoman.
The goal is not to remove a sheriff. The goal is to have sheriffs comply with the law.
The governor is responding to Cumberland County Sheriff Kevin Joyce's decision last week to tell Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, that he would no longer routinely detain prisoners at his jail beyond their scheduled release dates. Joyce says ICE detainer requests, if they don't come with a warrant, may cross the U.S. Constitution's bar on unreasonable seizure. And Joyce says recent federal court cases showed him that compliance with the detainer requests puts county taxpayers at risk of costly legal damages. That drew Governor LePage's threat, but now other Maine sheriffs are coming to Joyce's defense.
Listen, this is not a question of law enforcement, of local law enforcement not cooperating with the federal government. It's a question of the federal government not cooperating with law enforcement.
William King is the sheriff in York County, where he says there's a man who's been held on state charges for nearly a year. The man has not yet gone to trial, but he has come to the attention of ICE. And King says if he pleads guilty and a judge sentences him to time served, there's going to be a problem.
I'm going to be faced with this ICE request. And the request is that I hold this person for two more days. And I just don't understand why the federal government can't conduct the investigation now. And if the person is illegally in this country, that they should start deportation proceedings.
Sheriff Joyce is also getting some support from Cumberland County commissioners, including Stephen Gordon.
Why is the governor trying to intimidate our sheriff into a questionable action when, in my mind, he should be turning his wrath on the ICE agency for poor performance? I mean, that's just baffling.
An ICE spokesman said the agency acts within the law but declined to be recorded. In his letter, Governor LePage asserts broad authority to remove sheriffs from office who are not faithfully executing their duties. John Barry, a lawyer who frequently works with the county sheriffs and is advising Sheriff Joyce now, says LePage does have a lot of power.
There's no question that the governor has awesome authority with respect to the office of sheriff. They are constitutional officers, and the governor is the ultimate check on a sheriff's authority.
Barry says the sheriffs have been meeting to consider their next moves and to figure out how many of them might actually receive detainer requests from ICE, which not many appear to get. Barry says the sheriffs may seek a meeting with the governor to explain their view of recent case law and their duties. That includes their shared belief that dangerous criminals should not be released into the streets.
But there's also this concern that United States citizens are being swept up through this detainer process. And the courts have held that the county government, the county officials' voluntary compliance necessarily equates to their culpability and liability in an unlawful detention.
Barry says the sheriffs are also trying to work with ICE to devise processes that will ensure criminals are indeed held in jail without putting constitutional protections at risk. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.